Today, you only have one appointment. Brunch with Andrew Dickens. Andrew Dickens Sunday Cafe on Newstalk ZB.
Yes, the time is 11:29. Megan Singleton, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
Good. Are you wearing shorts?
No, and too much talk of shorts. Honestly, it's undies, togs. I think short shorts need to stay on the field, and that's the end of that for me. Otherwise, I'll stare, and it's not in a good way.
It's amazing how undies, togs has taken off ever since that ad, hasn't it? It's just incredible. I've heard that mentioned a lot. Normally about women, never before about men.
No, exactly, except when the Speedos, and then, no. See, stubbies and Speedos, same kind of genre for me. Don't do it.
But the great thing with Speedos, and I used to be a Speedo wearer.
I bet you did.
And I can see Tanya, my producer, looking in horror.
Yeah.
but they're very, well, you just throw them on. You can use them as underwear. You just throw them in. If you're travelling, they take up no room.
And actually, I have worn boardies once when I went out board doing things, in the ocean. Dreadful, dreadful wet soaping things to get out of the water. And you don't, board shorts are awful.
Yeah.
So, no, girls with their little swimsuits, I suppose, much easier. I do get you on that, but okay. I just don't want to see it.
All right. What we're going to talk about today is a growing trend. There's lots of websites around as well. It's the infamous travel and accommodation review websites where you get other people's opinions about things. What do you make of them?
Well, I have actually been stung myself, and I'm in the middle of an ongoing battle with a website because our family booked a house in New Orleans, and we did touch on this way back when I was there, that we escaped from because it was so horrendous. And so I'm trying to post a negative review to this company. Mm. I've had 3 declines so far for various things I'm apparently doing wrong. One was I included what they called rumour and hearsay. Now, I've since been on their guidelines. They don't even have that as a declining factor. But the rumour and hearsay component was when the taxi driver dropping my brother out to this house beyond the 9th Ward, and so houses have still got exes from Katrina, says to him, I've never in 10 years dropped a visitor out here. You should lock your doors and windows. Okay, so I'm not allowed to submit that. So that's fine. So I took that out. Then I tried again to submit it, and they wanted photos. I sent some photos of the hole in the wall, the mould on the doors, and the wires hanging out. They've come back and they said, no, can't do it. We need photos that actually line up with the photos of the property on the website to prove that you were there. I'm like, well, isn't that my point? So anyway, fortunately, I got my brother to email some more photos over that show at least a duvet that matches so I can send them this. But I'll keep you posted on this because we chose this house based on all of the really great reviews. Mm. Now, this company and a few others, and I don't put TripAdvisor in this category, actually. These are sort of houses that are rented out by individual owners, houses and rooms and things, and you've just got to be really wary. So I'm still battling this one, and I will definitely keep you posted.
Yes, because it needs to be peer-reviewed. It is opinion, you know, and you just don't know what is going to happen. You say that TripAdvisor is about the only one worth trusting.
I do, because I've posted reviews there, and there's not the rigmarole that, you know, I mean, to be honest, the review I'm trying to post at the moment is pretty scathing, and that might be why that they have sort of interjected and refusing to post it. Of course, don't forget, Americans are terribly litigious as well. So
but honey, you didn't know you were in a your hotel was in a disaster zone. I mean, that's a terrible crime.
It's horrendous, yeah.
What about other sites?
Well, also hotel sites and that, you're never going to get, you know, you're never going to get, well, untrustworthy reviews, I don't think, because, well, I say never, actually, I should never say never, because Accor was just stung recently on TripAdvisor with that one of their staff members posting totally favourable reviews. But I think the way you can tell, and I use TripAdvisor all the time to choose something, is to read a whole selection of reviews, and if there aren't balance between good and bad experiences, then it's probably fake.
Okay.
Because in every situation, you're going to have someone who didn't like something for whatever reason, or, you know, they got there late and the reception staff didn't check them in on time, or things like that will go wrong, and people love to mention that sort of stuff in reviews.
Right. But, this is all written up on your blog site. The whole drama. bloggeratlarge.com. Okay. And also, by the way, December 5, you're running a workshop on how to make money out of blogs. Can they find more information on your blog shop?
Yes, that's all there too.
Great.
Blogger Me, coming up next week.
Megan Singleton on Travel, News Talk ZB, 26 to 12, Tony Veach in next.